Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello there, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the World Wide Web. How you guys doing today? So glad to have you joining us. As always, this is your lovely, wonderful, magnificent, stunning host, Charvette Mitchell, and I'm excited to have you joining us here for another edition of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. So, listen, follow me on Twitter, and hey, welcome to all those that are tuning in from Twitter. You can find me on Twitter at twitter.com/Charvette, and connect with me on Facebook. I'd love to have you connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. Make it really simple for you. And my main website is just charvette.com. There you can listen to live shows, past shows, feature shows, and all that good stuff. Oh. And you can download my free mobile app. Now, this is really, really good if you listen to my show a lot from your phone. It gives you an alert, let you know the show is on, or if you're busy at the time of the show, you can go back and listen to all, I think it's 275 episodes at this point. So, at your leisure. So you can go to any of your platforms. We're on Android and BlackBerry and, oh my goodness, iPhones, iPads, all the good stuff. And you just put in Charvette and download it right there. All right, so let me tell you about today's show. We're going to be starting the top of the hour out, chatting it up with Monica Lisa Stevenson, OMG, gospel recording artist, certainly a powerhouse vocalist of the new school generation. Monica captures the essence of traditional gospel and church music at its best. She's appeared on BET's Bobby Jones Gospel, which they actually just re-aired her segment on this past Sunday. She has been featured at the Stellar Awards official pre-show, Atlanta Live, and much more. She's got a new single out called Just For Me. We're going to be chatting it up and hearing all about that. She is in Virginia. She's in Virginia a lot this week, at least three different opportunities where you will be able to hear the ministry of Monica Lisa Stevenson. And so that's our first segment in our artist spotlight. And then we will move into our second segment, where we're delighted to chat it up, back by popular demand, with M. Ann Ricks, and she is a Christian fiction author. Her newest release is called The Shift. There is a sense of urgency in the atmosphere as God is transitioning what the world has deemed impossible and unbelievable into the possible and the believable. Well, Pastor Douglas and his family have been positioned for such a move, but because of the dense fog of deception that seems to surround them, some in the Douglas family have created their own beliefs, fabricating their own sense of self, neglecting the truth, God's truth, even when the truth is staring them in the face. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to hear about the shift. Yes, yes, yes. I know I pulled you in. You're like, what? Wait a minute. I want more. No problem. We got more for you. Again, we're excited to have M. Ann Ricks. She's going to be joining us in our author spotlight, Christian fiction author. And then our third segment, also back by popular demand, Stanley Porter is joining us. He is a musician. He is an author. He's a speaker. He has been blessed to weather some of the storms in life and really has produced some valuable lessons which have generated some wonderful songs. And he shares those gems in a book called Every Song Has a Story. Every song has a story. So we're going to be chatting up with Stanley Porter. Again, he's been on the show before, so he's back by popular demand. Yes, yes, yes. So, listen, a big quick shout out concerning an upcoming event I have in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. If you are an author, I have a dynamic, exclusive power coaching session that is just for you to help boost your brand, give you strategies for using Facebook, social media, kind of breaking the code, the behind the scenes, like what's really going on, how can I leverage social media, what are other tools that I can leverage to boost my brand as an author. And so it's exclusively for you, limited seating, truly limited seating. It'll be at the Aloft Hotel Saturday, July 26th. The Aloft Hotel, 2 hours. It's a 2-hour power coaching session for authors to boost your brand, give you strategies, give you tools to leverage social media and some other things to really help push you up to the very next second, to the very next level, to the very next speaking engagement, push you up to the very next vending engagement or whatever you're doing to actually promote your book. So you can find out more about that at joincharvette.com. Very simple, joincharvette.com, and there you have the information, the registration information. And that'll give you the details of some of the things that we're going to be covering, all the information, what it costs, all that good stuff. All right, so that's what you want to do. That's my big shout-out. Yes, yes, yes. Charvette's live event for authors. Now, I have to tell you, I have had a lot of interest for those that are not in Virginia, because this is at the Aloft Hotel here in Richmond, Virginia, specifically the Glen Allen side of town. And so I will do a virtual one at some point, because I did receive a lot of comments, requests for those that are outside of Virginia. So we will put together a virtual option for you. How about that? I think you'll like that, right? Yeah, you'll like that. All right, cool, cool, cool. And certainly on this show, I have interviewed, oh my goodness, I've hosted about 275 shows with 3 guests per show. So you can do the math on that. Since I've been hosting the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show since 2008. And I would say at least 100 of that comes from authors. At least 100 of those are author interviews. So I love authors and certainly have tips and all that to share with you about authors. And then, you know what, I share stuff on my Facebook. So that's why it's a good thing to follow me on Facebook, or you can click like. Now, I am at, let me go check my Facebook right now. I'm at 4,874 friends, and you know they cap you off at 5,000. So, but I do have the little follow button enabled, so you don't have to worry. The little follow button is enabled there, so we don't have to be friends. You can just click follow, and I pretty much post anything about the show or any good information I think you need to know. Events. I was talking to a friend the other day. And he said, you know, you are always keeping us informed about what's going on, what events are happening in the city and that are happening around. So those things are public posts. And so if you just click the follow button, then you're able to see any of our public posts right there. All right. So, again, we're going to be moving into our next segment. Joining us up first is Monica Lisa Stevenson, again, a gospel recording artist. We're excited to chat it up with her. She's going to be in Virginia this weekend. A lot going on in Virginia, at least 3 different events in Virginia, and we'll let you hear about that. And then in our second segment, we're going to be chatting it up with M. Ann Ricks, Christian fiction author, newest project, newest book out called The Shift. And then we're going to wrap up our third segment, chatting it up with Stanley Porter. So don't you go anywhere. We're actually going to go into a music break. This is a new single by Monica Lisa Stevenson called Just For Me. Here you go.
He was born to die so that I could live, to give a gift only he could give. Spotless lamb made me all I am. He came to earth just for me, so that I could be free. Jesus came to save me. God chose the virgin to birth out his plan, to restore relationship to every sinful man. Shepherds and wise men were near. The angels sang redemption here. He came just for me, so that I could be free. Yes, he did. Oh, he came. He came down, down, down to save us from our sins. Hey, everybody, he came. Yes, he did. Emmanuel, God with us. Yes, he came to save us. He came. He came.
I'm going to bring her up to the mic right now. I know you're saying, oh, let me share a little bit more, but I'm bringing Monica right up to the mic here now. Hey, Monica, welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Girl, I almost got caught up. Who is that?
You almost got caught up. It's okay to get caught up on your own song.
Hi,
oh, hi there. Good to hear from you. I know, look, I was just saying earlier, you've got a busy week. You're going to be in Virginia in three different places. Your daughter's birthday is tomorrow, so you just run around with a chicken with your head cut off, right?
Girl, yes. Yes, I am.
Awesome.
But it's all
well,
fun,
listen,
though. It's all worth it.
It's all worth it. It's all worth it. Certainly no stranger to gospel music, no stranger to this area. And I'm telling you what, you've just been all over the place. And then BET, Bobby Jones, gospel re-aired one of your segments just this past Sunday. So then that just spun up some more buzz. What is it like seeing
yes.
yourself on TV?
You know what? And I didn't get to see it the first time. So I was this Sunday I was off and I was home and we were getting ready to go to church. And when I saw the beginning of the show, I was like, oh, my God, I'm coming on TV. And it was just so funny because, yeah, when you know, when you're an artist and you really don't get to see yourself perform
right.
because you're performing all the time. So it was kind of exciting. I was like, wow. And it was what was so ironic was that it ministered to me. I ministered
yeah.
to my own self. I was like, wow. Wow, God is so awesome.
Wow. That's
guy.
How he does. That's how
yes,
he does us.
He
That's
does.
How he does us. So you have, we just played Just For Me. So tell us a little bit about this single here.
This song, Just For Me, written by Mr. Kenneth Mosley, and it has just been really, really opening doors for me. And I'm so grateful because when we think about all the things that we've gone through and all the things that the Lord did for us, and he didn't have to do it. But when you think
yeah.
about that, he did all of this just for me, hung out on the cross and died for all of the stuff and all the crazy stuff that we were going to be in, and he did it just for me. Man, I say we had an awesome time in the studio recording that song, and I'm just so grateful and thankful that God gave it and he had him write it just for me.
Yeah. And it's out and it's available for people to download and pick up, right?
Yes, it is. You can download it today on iTunes, on CD Baby, all of the online stores. You can go ahead and download it today.
All right, there you have it. Hey there, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're chatting it up with Monica Lisa Stevenson. So you're in the right place. Don't you move. So you also have what's interesting. You have a Just For Me health challenge. And now tell
I
us
do.
A fitness challenge. Tell us about that.
Yes, you know what? And we were sitting. The Lord just really gave it to me. We were sitting around. And I was already doing this health thing because I said, I need to be an example. I want to be an example for the gospel industry because, girl, we eat so wrong. One, because when we're out late and the only
yeah.
thing open is the IHOP and the Waffle House and all that good stuff, and we go in there and we just got, and it's 11, 12 o'clock at night, and
mm-hmm.
right, we're making wrong choices. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to be an example that we can do this, and we don't have to go to these places. We can make better choices and put stuff in our rooms when we leave so that we can eat healthier when we get out. So my thing was, and I tried it, first I had to try it myself, and if you, of course, no breads, no sweets, no sodas, 30 minutes of exercise and increase your water, you're guaranteed to lose 10 pounds for the month. And I've had so
wow.
many testimonies about and encouraging me to say that thank you for even putting this challenge up, to challenge us to, you know, to do it. And a lot of people are on it, and I'm just so grateful. I'm like, wow, God, thank you.
Awesome. Just for Me Fitness Challenge. And listeners, you can check that out. If you're following, I know you post on Twitter and Facebook, and so listeners can find out that information and connect there. So let's talk about what you're going to be doing in Virginia this week. Tell us all the places you're going to be.
Wow, I'm going up to be with my big brothers, Earl Bynum and Philip Carter, over in Chesapeake for the Independent Gospel
Alliance, I believe.
Yeah,
Alliance Conference.
Yeah. I had to get the word. I was trying to say, what is that word?
Yeah.
But I'm going to be over there with them on Thursday and Friday. And Friday I'll be teaching about how to come up with your own tour, to put together your own tour for independent artists. And then I'm going to be hosting the Blue Mic Awards show on Friday night. So I'm so excited. I'm so excited. And those of you who are listening, if you haven't registered, it is not too late. You can come on over to Chesapeake. It starts on tomorrow night, Thursday and Friday, and Saturday morning we'll be there giving the independent artists, because a lot of times people, the independent artists are overlooked, and they don't get all the necessary information that they need. So Philip and Earl came up with the conference, and they're giving some valuable, valuable information. And there's going to be some great people there speaking on the panels all week long.
All right. Big shout out to them in Chesapeake. Then you're going to be in Richmond.
And then I'm going to journey on over to Richmond on Saturday to be with my girl, Miss Sheila Bell, with two L's for Saturday afternoon. So you got in the park. I'm not sure what the name of the park, but we're going to be there Saturday afternoon. Myself, Dorothy Norwood, and some other people. So you guys don't have anything to do, come on over there on Saturday afternoon.
Saturday, and that's the second annual East Coast Gospel Music Summer Fest. Annual East Coast Gospel Music Summer Fest. Again, Sheila Bell, the Bell, is hosting that. And then on Sunday morning, you will be at New Jerusalem International Christian Ministries, where the pastor is Prophet Joel Vincent Brown, presiding prelate, Chief Apostle Alice C. Brown, at the 11 a.m. service.
Oh, yes, ma'am. We're going to have some church. I'm ready, too.
Well, we are ready. We are ready. Big shout-out, because that's my church. So big shout-out, New Jerusalem. NJICM.com, so you can join us there. So what for your music ministry, certainly you've been described as a new sound with traditional gospel, that real church sound. Are you okay with that kind of title? Do you feel like, yep, that fits me well?
That fits me well. I promised myself I was not going to compromise with what everybody else was doing and what everybody else wanted to do, because these are my roots and this is where I wanted to stay. And Pastor Shirley Caesar told me years ago, she says, what you're doing works for you, then that's what you do. Don't try to do what everybody else is doing. So this has been working for me, Charvette, for the last 7-8 years, so I think I'm going to stay right here.
Stay right where you are. That works well. I think that works well. A lot of people are looking, you know, really when you go to minister in churches, you really do need church music. So I think sometimes artists may kind of shoot themselves in the foot if they have a lot of, like, I don't even want to call out a certain genre, but just something that's more concert-y, but really you spend most of your time ministering in church settings. And so if you don't have anything ready for the church setting, you know, you might just want to think about that, so.
Oh, yeah, because that's what keeps me working. I can work every weekend.
Because it's church every weekend.
Exactly.
Every weekend.
Yes,
so what are maybe, and I know you're going to be talking, you're going to be doing a session about how to put together a tour. Can you give us maybe two or three sneak peeks that you're going to share with those that are new artists and those that are moving in that vein?
Well, starting your own tour starts basically on making sure that you have relationship with people and resources, and you just go back and you reach and get those. Just for instance, you know, and whenever I'm going to a city, if I'm going for one event, I always try to look for connections that I have or that other people have, because social media, I always try to encourage the independent artists that social media is wide open. Use it for your advantage. you know, reach out to people, because one thing about me, I'm not scared to ask. They either can say yes or they can say no.
Right.
So, yeah, you have to build relationships, and that's what I've done, and that's how I've gotten to where I am today, from building relationships and then reaching back and getting my resources, because people, they don't mind helping you if they know you are asking for help, if you need help, or if you're going to that city and you need to be singing that song, because that's exposure wherever you sing. So I always try to reach back and, you know, grab those people that I know that, hey, I'm coming. Like, I've reached out. Actually, one of our old church members here, Angela Williams, just moved to Richmond. And when I hit her up, which was so funny, I had no clue that she was even at your church. I was trying to go through all my contacts. I'm going to be in the area. Maybe I can minister at their church. And I hit up Angela. I said, have you connected with the church? She's like, yes, actually, I am. So with that, and that's what I'm saying. You have to build relationships and then know how to treat people. So you want people to treat you good. Make sure that you're treating them right. Because a lot of times if you've done them wrong and you're reaching out, they're looking like, okay, I'm not going to return that call, or I'm not going to return that text. So it's about building relationships and keeping them good and keeping your name good. That's one of my
big things about the people. Keeping
your name good, that's good. Yes. That's another thing. Keeping your name good. We're on social media. We don't have to do what everybody else is doing. And keep some integrity about yourself. My thing is, if you're on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, that's free. Take that time to promote yourself as an independent artist. All that other stuff, do that on somebody else's time. But while you're there, I would just take that time just to really, really build my name. That's what I do daily.
Absolutely. Okay, there you hear it. You hear it right there from an artist who is working this and doing this. Social media is key. Oh, wow. Well, we are out of time, but I'm excited to see you this coming weekend. Again, Monica, tell listeners how they can connect with you online and also your main website.
Exactly. You can go to Monica, M-O-N-I-C-A-Z at the end, music, spelled M-U-Z-I-K, .com. And, of course, I'm on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter under Monica's Music as well. And I would love to connect with you all. And I actually run all of my pages, so you're not getting a third party. It's me, and I like to talk to, you know, my fans and family and friends, and we just chit-chat all day.
There you go. Personal invitation from Monica Lisa Stevenson. Well, Monica, thank you so much, and safe travels, and we'll see you later this week.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. All right, listeners, we're going to a very quick commercial break, and then we're going to be back with our second segment, an author spotlight. We're excited to have M. Ann Ricks joining us, Christian fiction author, and we're going to talk about The Shift. Don't you go anywhere. We're going to be right back.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Hello, we are 123jobzone.com, an online job search portal. We are user-friendly, and if you're searching for a job, with us, it's easy as 123. Step 1, go to www.123jobzone.com and register as a job seeker. Step 2, once registered, upload your resumes. Step 3, get connected with employers looking for people like you who are ready and willing to work. Don't forget to follow 123 Job Zone on Twitter and Facebook to find out more about our upcoming job fairs. What are you waiting for? Stop by 123jobzone.com today. Good luck with your job search.
Joy Fest is coming back to Richmond. It's your man Kirk Franklin.
It hurts, y'all, but still. Come on. Y'all feel that?
What's up, God's people? I want you to join me for a day of worship and music Saturday, July 19th at King's Dominion. Joy Fest also features Sherry Shepherd, Tamela Mann, and your MC, Bone Hampton.
And just added, Canton Jones. Get the best price now and save $5 when you buy early bird tickets through June 20th by phone at 800-745-3000 or online at Ticketmaster.com. And your ticket to the festival gets you into the park, too, for a full day of fun and rides as Kings Dominion celebrates 40 years of family fun, thrills, and memories.
Feel the joy, people, at Kings Dominion, July 19th, Saturday. I can't wait to see you there with me, your boy, Kirk Franklin, Sherry Shepherd, and Tamela Mann.
Also featuring Canton Jones.
I want you to join me at Joy Fest July 19th at Kings Dominion.
Tickets and more details available online at joyfest.org.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading author, gospel artist, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're moving right on into our next segment, an author spotlight. Yes, we're excited to talk about The Shift. Yes, by M. Ann Ricks. I'm bringing her up to the mic right now. Christian fiction author, back by popular demand. Hello, M. Ann Ricks. Welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Hello, hello. How are you today?
I'm doing awesome. How are you doing?
I am doing very well, and thank you so much for this opportunity, Charvette. I am so excited to be on your radio show. I can't tell you.
Are glad to have you, glad to have you, glad to have you. So I read a little bit earlier, just a little quick two or three sentences about The Shift. And so certainly this is interesting how you have set this up. So tell listeners in your own voice and words what this book is about.
Well, you know what? I like to give just a synopsis, and that kind of whets people's palates to purchase the book. So if I can read the synopsis, that would be probably the best way to go. So,
sure.
Okay. There is a sense of urgency in the atmosphere as God is transitioning what the world has deemed impossible and unbelievable into the possible and the believable. Pastor Douglas and his family have been chosen for such a supernatural transition. But because of the dense fog of deception that seems to surround them, some in the Douglas family have created their own beliefs, fabricating their own sense of self, negating the truth, God's truth, even when the truth is staring them in the face. They, like many, are living lives devoid of the knowledge of who they are and robbing themselves and those they love of their true identity and freedom. Deeply embedded lies from the enemy have blinded eyes, impaired hearing, and hardened hearts. And angels from the army of God have been deployed. Dreams, supernatural revelation, and actual attacks from man's ultimate foe will expose all and confirm God's plan for Zion, Veronica, Zebora, Bo, and Pastor Douglas. The lives of the Douglas family will never be the same, and neither will you, the reader, because of The Shift.
Ooh, yes. So we have been pulled into this. So let's talk about each of the characters that are in each of the main characters. Kind of just describe their personalities individually.
Well, the main characters are Zebora, the grandmother and mother, Zion, granddaughter, Veronica, daughter, Pastor Douglas, he's the grandfather and stepdad, and Bo. And I'll let the reader decide who Bo is. Each character has their own destiny, which makes them really, really intricate and important to the story and how it plays out. But they are each dealing with issues specific to their own path and their own destiny. So they are interdependent upon one another to bring it into fruition. And many times in our lives, there are people waiting on us to get what God has already told us to do. So they're interdependent, and that links each character together. I would love for the reader to arrive at their own reason as to why each character might be deemed special. So I just gave you a little snippet of that, of each character.
Okay. Good, good, good. And so one of the reviews on Amazon, the person put the shift immediately grabs the attention of the reader, the reading audience, and sets the pace for what is to follow. And so one of the characters opens up in a dreamland, and she's just experienced firsthand the persecution and death of Jesus Christ on the cross. So she has experienced this in a dream. So do you use dreams a lot in this story?
No, the actual dream kind of set the stage for what was to come. Revelation is to come. Eyes being opened are to come. Worship is to come. And hearts being unhardened is to come. So all those things in the prologue kind of set the stage for the things that are going to transpire with each character as the book progresses.
Wow, so it seems like a lot of layers, like the book has a lot of layers, and that each character's life is almost like a layer of the book, within the book.
Amen, yes, exactly. And each person in the book can relate to the reader, because if one person may look at the life of Zipporah and say, oh, my God, that is me. Or one person may look at Veronica and, oh, my God, that is me. So I believe the Holy Spirit gave me, as you put it, the various different layers so that people can relate and see not only the individuality of each character, but how each character is dependent upon the other to get it.
Great. And certainly, would you say, as those that are reading, are there certain themes that you specifically think will be called out or will come out, any themes that are interwoven that you know will definitely jump out for the reader?
Oh, most definitely. For example, recognizing who Christ is. Many of us have gone to church all of our life. But we still have no idea as to who God really is, who Christ really is, what he really did for us, how he really accomplished what he accomplished. And until we recognize who he is and all that he is and all that he's done, we will not be able to walk in our true divine purpose and our destiny. So that's one aspect. There is a aspect or a theme of homosexuality that's talked about in the book. There is also themes of domestic abuse in the book. There's so many various different themes that the world at large, and I'll even say the body of Christ at large, is actually dealing with. And the shift allows us to really, really look at exactly what's going on in the natural, but the added blessing is to see what's going on in the supernatural.
Oh, and you say, I see on your Twitter that you have that the shift is really not just a novel, but it's a revelatory literary experience.
Exactly. I would say that because the feedback that I've been receiving and what I received as I was writing the book is that you get revelation. You get revelation of, like I said, who Christ really is and all that he went through and all that he did. You get revelation of who we are and what we can achieve and our victory in Christ. And you get revelation of just not singing a song, but true worship, what worship is really supposed to do, how worship is supposed to actually open up the heavens. And we are to not bring heaven down, but we are supposed to go where heaven is. So it's really, really something that people, even if you're a believer, your eyes will still be opened and see exactly what the shift in the natural really means. Because the shift has already happened in the supernatural. It's got to be manifested in the natural.
All right. So if you are ready for a shift, or even if you don't know if you're ready for a shift, you need to pick up a copy of The Shift. Tell them where they can go pick up a copy.
They can pick up a copy at mnricks.net. That's my website. They can email me at godsauthor at mnricks.net as well. And they can go on to Facebook. I'm on Facebook under Melissa Ann Ricks. And they can either send me an inbox or just post something on my page requesting a copy for the book. Because I really feel that it's important to be able to read what God has given me. Because, Charvette, I don't really think that I know that I didn't choose this premise. This premise chose me. Because so many are believing the lies of the enemy. And truth be told, although people are stating that they're Christians, many of people are still in bondage. They have yet to be delivered from the fear, the shame, the guilt, and even rebellion. And Jesus is waiting. And it seems, unfortunately, that no one, not even the so-called leaders of the body of Christ, are getting to the root of the matter and unapologetically saying what God says. We are tiptoeing, afraid of persecution, afraid of losing mm-hmm. friends, being ostracized. And unfortunately, we haven't told them that he has not forgotten about us. Regardless of how far we've strayed, his love is never ending. And because the shift is full of the word of God, it will get to the heart of the matter. It will get to the heart of man. The shift will cause people to reflect and people to think. What is wrong with saying that the wages of sin is death? But because we don't have to allow sin to rule us. The good news is that Jesus has deprived the world of anything that can harm us because of his love and because of his sacrifice. It's up to us, Charvette, the people of God, to tell others about the love and the blood and it's freedom. It's time for the hearts and the eyes of the hurt and confused to be open so they can truly experience the freedom and the power that being a true follower of Christ affords. We must lovingly and boldly tell the story of Jesus and not be afraid to share the love of God. Mm-hmm. We must point people in the direction of the cross, Christ, and the empty tomb so that the lost can be found and the truth can be revealed.
Wow. And his love never fails, never gives up on us, never turns his back on us.
Amen.
And so certainly that is a theme interwoven in throughout everything that you just said. Certainly. So would you say that this book is for just Christians or is it for anyone?
It is for anyone. And I implore people who don't really know Jesus or have an idea or some kind of thought process with regard to Jesus, that they pick it up because they will get revelation of who Jesus is. They will understand because the book is so full of the Word of God, and the Word says that the Word of God is powerful, and it gets to the heart of the matter, and it gets to the intents of the heart. So wherever you are in your walk with Christ, God, the Holy Spirit, will guide you through and will open up himself to you as you read the book. And people have told me as they read it, it was like God was just, the Holy Spirit was in the pages. And as they read, they felt the presence of God. And that is the most wonderful compliment anyone could ever give me as an author, as a Christian author, because if the Holy Spirit has found its way to you by reading a book that he has given me to write, my job is done because the Holy Spirit will do the rest. He will do the rest.
That's right. He will and knows how to do the rest. And because you've written it in a fiction format and versus a self-help or, you know, something else, then I think it will appeal to a broader audience potentially so that
Amen.
You can
Amen.
Reach some of those that may not pick up a self-help book, but they'll pick up a fiction book because maybe they think it's mystery or something of that nature. And
exactly.
But that's fine. However they pick it up, wherever they pick it up, we trust that the message will go into their heart and that they will gain what they need from your book, The Shift. And it is available on Amazon.com. So I do want to mention that you can get a Kindle. So any of you that have any of your devices, you can download the Kindle version on Amazon.com.
Yay!
Yes. And Twitter, I have tweeted. So I've tweeted, Melissa, I've tweeted, I've tagged on Facebook. So those are easy connection points there to connect with her. And so the question I have for you is, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. What continues to motivate you?
Ooh, what continues to motivate? The promises of God. The promises of God. Everything that's an awesome question. I love that because it's so on time, Charvette. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The promises of God, because he promises that if we stay in his word and stay in him, everything will abound. Everything will abound, and what we need and will be there. He's a God of overflow. He gives us more than enough. So that basically helps me to keep going, to keep knowing that he's got my back and knowing that he's gone before me already. Everything that he promised me has already been done. I just have to believe and say, okay, God, you've already accomplished everything. When you got up When you walked out of that tomb, everything that you said that I would have right that at that moment, it was mine. All I have to do is receive it. And that's what keeps me going. I have to just know that it is mine already. He already died. He already rose. And that's all he's going to do for me. And that's everything that he can't do for me. So all I have to do as a result is believe what he said. He's already said that he's given us everything that we need according to life and godliness. Everything that we need, we already have. All we have to do is believe God, walk in it, and say, thank you, Jesus, you've done it all for me. It's already done. It's accomplished, as he would put it. It has been accomplished. Your success, my health, my family, everything has already been accomplished. And if we could just believe that and hold on to that and know that his promises are yes and amen, Charvette, we can do anything that God has called us to be. And essentially, we are unstoppable because he already did it for us.
Yes, the shift, ladies and gentlemen. There you have it, M and Ricks. Well, I'm telling you what, it has been great just chatting up with you. Tell listeners one more time how they all the connection points that they can connect with you online.
Certainly. You can reach out to me via my website, www.mandricks.net. You can email me at godsauthor@mandricks.net. You can go on Facebook and inbox me at Melissa Ann Ricks or MN Ricks Literary Creations. I do have an author page. And lastly, you can send me a note or just tweet me at His Blessings for Me on Twitter.
All right. And you're also a Godspirational, not inspirational. I like how your Twitter says Godspirational speaker. So you are available for speaking engagements as well.
Amen, amen. You can be an inspirational speaker and you can be a motivational speaker, but only when you incorporate the word of God will there be change, will there be revelation. Yeah. And that's the difference between what I call inspiration and Godspiration, because only God is the actual author of creativity, of imagination, of inspiration. So when you incorporate God into what you're talking about and what you're speaking about, change has got to happen. Something has got to be different as a result, putting the word of God in what you're saying.
All right. Well said. Can't add anything to it. It can't take anything away. It's been great chatting with you again on the show, and we wish you much more continued success.
Thank you so much, Charvette. Thank you.
Are you? You're welcome. All right,
bye-bye,
listeners, don't go anywhere. We have a very quick commercial break, and then we're going to be back to our third segment, chatting with Stanley Porter, who's hanging out in the virtual green room. Hopefully he enjoys some virtual snacks there. He's a musician, he's a speaker, and an author, and we're going to chat with him. So don't move at all. We'll be right back.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Virtual book tours is one of the best ways to get your book noticed by potentially thousands of new readers. BAB Virtual Tours staff will walk you through the process of embarking on a virtual tour for your book, business, music, and or ministry, providing simple but yet effective strategies for getting your product and your message in front of thousands. Sign up for a free consultation, www.latboyd.com.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answer no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
Hello. Again, welcome back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Listen, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. Connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. And, of course, my main website, charvette.com, gives you everything you need. Oh, and my mobile app you can download for free. Just look for Charvette. So we're moving right on into our third segment. Again, Stanley Porter has been on the show before, so back by popular demand, musician, speaker, author, and he's been hanging out again in the virtual green room, so we're bringing him up to the mic right now so that he can share with us what's going on in his world. Stanley Porter, welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thanks for having me back, Charvette. How are you this evening?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing excellent. I'm just honored to be on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. I love what you've been doing. You've just grown by leaps and bounds, and the show is just off the chain. And I've been in the green room listening, and I definitely took advantage of those snacks.
Awesome. Thank you so much. All right, so let's chat. I'm telling you, a lot's been going on in your world. I think since the last time we talked, when we talked last, the book was on its way out, but it hadn't come out yet. And so the book is here. So tell us about the book.
Yeah, you know, for those who are just kind of, tuning in to what's been going on in my life, the book is called Every Song Has a Story. And as you mentioned before, I'm a musician and more specifically a worship leader. And I thought it would be cool, that's, you know, me talking, but I was actually led of the Spirit to write a book that explains some of the stories behind the songs that I've personally written. Now, the music I write is urban contemporary gospel. It's not the music that you would hear on a Sunday morning, but it'll incorporate the styles of, you know, hip-hop and R&B, so stuff that definitely keeps you focused on God during the week. And so I thought it would be cool to address some of the issues in my life or some of the occurrences that led to the writing of these songs. And it's been amazing. I've been traveling to different colleges, and the college students have been very open to that type of ministry. There obviously have been some churches that I've been to as well. So things are moving along with the book.
Excellent. Every song has a story. And I like how your website says, a real talk about life, faith, and lessons learned.
Yes.
And so oftentimes we think when we hear a song, we just kind of think, oh, those are nice words, and somebody kind of, you know, put them together, and it kind of came out right, and it kind of came out good. But talk to us about, maybe is there one song, an example that you could tell us about a song that you've written, and then kind of what the lesson or the story is behind that particular song?
Oh, my goodness. Where do I start? I guess the song that's on my heart right now would be a song called Just Want to Praise You. And briefly, the story behind that song is I was going through a very tumultuous year in my marriage, and there were just a host of personal problems that had manifested themselves and really just did a job on my relationship. But also, there were some things that were beyond our control. In the midst of all the stuff that was going on inside me, we had lost we had two miscarriages that year. One of us was unemployed, you know, and then shortly after, the next person became unemployed, and the house was in foreclosure. We didn't even know the house was in foreclosure until we read about it in the paper. Can you imagine that, reading in the paper?
Oh,
we lived
goodness.
There. So all of this is going on, and there was this moment where things were just really out of control, and I found myself in the basement. That's where I do a lot of my work, and I was on the floor. Everything was everywhere. It didn't even look like a home studio. Papers were everywhere. CDs were everywhere. And I was on my face, literally crying. And I heard the voice of the Lord say, I want you to praise me. And I was like, really? And, you know, not just because everything else was going on, but there was a lot going on inside of me, and I didn't feel like I was really in a position of praise. But sometimes when you don't feel like you're in a position of praise, that's the actual place that pure praise comes from. It's not, you know, polished. It's not, you know, preconceived. It's coming from a very real and raw place. And I wrote something about, in the book, I remember a line, paraphrasing, something about this, something that God honors about worship that comes from the bottom of the barrel. So here I am at the bottom of the barrel on my face crying, and I saw a loose leaf paper, and the Lord said, I want you to start writing. And so I started writing, and that song was just born in that moment. I wasn't even thinking about it. I just scribbled as the words came out. And so, yeah.
And wow, then, what a powerful testimony.
Yeah.
And you know what? A lot of people's reaction at that moment, some people would have said, I know this is not God telling me, I just read, you know, this in the paper, this is going on in my life, and he's telling me to praise him now. Like, God, are you really serious? Do you see what's going on? Do you see how this is hurting me? Do you see how this is impacting me? But yet you still, you know, you heeded the voice of the Lord, where some people really would have kind of turned their ear or their back to that voice.
Yeah, I mean, the key, I think, to moving forward in life is to always keep your ears and your spirit open every step of the way. There's a part in the chapter in the book we're talking about, every song has a story. Each chapter, the title of the chapter is a song title. And so I'll give the lyrics to the song, and I'll explain a bit of what was going on in my life, but then I'll get into also a little bit of scripture study, and I talk about David and how he learned to praise through three very important stages of his life. You know, there were the shepherd years where nobody knew his name. He was just out on the pastures. Dad almost forgot he was out there, you know, but he was out there, and we know that he was praising God out there because before he even got in the presence of Saul, when Saul was looking for somebody to play the harp, they said, we've heard of a guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we heard of this guy. Where was he playing? Out on the hillside somewhere. So we've heard of him, and we know that his music is of God. And then, you know, David, you know, praises God through the shepherd, the royal years when he becomes king, you know, and that's when he falls with Bathsheba. He's challenged. He's in a new place of authority. And, you know, you remember that scene where he loses his child because of his sin of adultery.
Mm-hmm.
But once he accepted that, the Bible says, you know, he now turns his face and he worships God. So David goes through these phases of his life. And at every phase, he has to be prepared to praise because every phase prepares you for the next one.
Wow. Every phase prepares you for the next phase in life. Listeners, you definitely need to pick up a copy. Every song has a story. You can get the Kindle version on Amazon, so you can get that on Amazon, the Kindle version. Tell them how they can get a paperback copy.
Yeah, you know, they could do it two ways. The first is they can go to Amazon, and Amazon has the option available where you can get the Kindle or the paperback. So a lot of people are getting paperbacks through Amazon. Or they can go to my website, stanleyporter.net, and, you know, click on the link that says book, and you can get a paperback copy through my website as well.
Great, great, great. And they can connect with you on Twitter and Facebook. So let's tell them about those connection points.
Sure. You know, I just did something cool on Facebook. I launched an author page, you know, finally, and it's called Stanley Speaks. Go and find Stanley Porter on Facebook, or you can look up the Facebook page Stanley Speaks, and you'll see a lot of different quotes from the book. I released something called the Inspired Life Pledge, and you'll see some quotes from that as well. They just interact with me around, even some of the videos of television shows I've been on, you know, discussing various things. And Twitter, just my name backwards, Porter Stanley. So you can follow me at Porter Stanley on Twitter.
Great, and we have tweeted him, so that's an easy connection point. I know you're following me, twitter.com/Charvette, and, of course, we have tagged his personal page, and Facebook would certainly find the author page because that'll give you some really, really good nuggets. Wow, and so what have been some of the reactions that you've had from people that have read the book or anything that they've said that really helped them along the way?
Well, two faces come to mind. There's a pastor who read the book, and from a male's perspective, he thanked me for writing the book, and he said there were a lot of feelings that he believes men have a hard time you know, expressing, and I was able to do that in the book. And he said, thank you. And it must have been a lot of tears writing that. So from a male's perspective, he was very grateful that it was so transparent. And then, you know, I've had a life coach read the book, and she definitely says she highly recommends the book. And I think what I keep hearing from people is transparency and real. And people appreciate that. And I think we're in a phase of life where ministry is becoming more transparent. I'm definitely not the first. I was inspired by Kirk Franklin and Donnie McClurkin, who wrote books in which they were very transparent about addiction to pornography and, you know, struggling with a life of homosexuality. That's Pastor Donnie McClurkin, to be more specific. And so they actually ignited a flame in me to seek healing and deliverance in areas that were not particularly talked about in church regularly, and then they gave me the courage to share my story.
Because certainly you could have still had victory in life and still have a triumphant life and never told the story or never told it fully or never told it to this degree where, like, this is written in a book that can be read and passed around. So kudos to you for having the courage to do that and to have something that is a legacy that's left. What was your wife's reaction and response while you were putting this book together? On board, or did you have to kind of get her on board?
Well, I tell you, you know, when we write a book when a lot of people are still alive, either that have hurt you or you hurt them, you have to be very careful, you know, in writing and those stories. And so I think she was okay with my treatment of the material. So I really chose not to make anything a mudslinging contest. I chose to keep the focus on me, and I also chose to reserve certain very intimate details for when I'm doing a seminar, you know, face-to-face. And so another reason why she was on board was because we'd gone through a lot of work in healing and reconciliation, and we kind of both felt that it was a good point to begin to share some of these issues with the world. Because people probably see you, Charvet, they see people like me all the time, and they think we've got it all together. And in many ways, we do have many things together because God has given us a platform to speak to the masses. But there's still stuff. We've got to go through the blender, the fire. We've got to go through everyday life just like everyone else. And so to all the people who have extolled my wife and I over the years because we've done ministry together, she does dance ministry, I do music, it also is an opportunity to show them a very human side that they don't really get to see often.
Wow. Well, awesome. Kudos and shout out to her as well for going really partnering with you in this process and in this launch of really helping people. Every song has a story, listeners. Again, Stanley Porter, pick it up, check it out, get them for speaking engagements. I think this would be great, great, great for men's conferences. But you know what? Also, I would say women's symposiums and women's retreats. You know, we are always listening to each other, but oftentimes I think it's very good to have men talk because men typically don't talk as much as women. So when there is a gentleman that's willing to share and talk, I think it's very beneficial for women here. So in a nutshell, everyone can benefit. Everyone can benefit.
Can I share something to that point very quickly?
Absolutely.
You know, speaking about women and me speaking from a male perspective, I was at a book signing several months ago, and the only people that showed up were women. I think there were a couple of, there were like two men in the room, but there were about 10 women. And because a lot of my story, also my book deals with growing up in a single parent household, you know, I'm son of a single mom, you know, the women just began to weep at a certain point as I was speaking, because I talked about the struggle between, you know, me and my mom. I also talked about, you know, what I lacked because I didn't have a dad in the home, paid homage to my mom in terms of what she was able to do. But they came up afterwards and they said, it's so refreshing to hear a male perspective about this particular issue that all of them were dealing with. So, you know, they said, we would love to get you in contact with our sons so that they could hear your story.
There you go. I knew it. Live testament right there. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So what else is on down the pipeline for you? What you got coming up that you're working on?
Well, I'm telling you, one of the things God has been working with me and encouraging me in is that, son, you don't just have songs. You sing songs because you have a voice. So even coming, away from just recording music CDs to getting out a book, that's all a part of God using my voice. The latest thing is called the Inspired Life Pledge, and it's the same thing. God is blessing me to use my voice to encourage people in a slightly different way. It's a set of affirmations that you can listen to. It's an audio form, an MP3, and, you know, things such as God is my source. You know, I am a giver, and I know the blessing of a life of giving. So that is also available on my website, and it's free. So this is kind of the latest thing that I've been involved with. I like to call it a supplement. It doesn't replace Bible study. It doesn't replace prayer. But the fact that it is biblically based, it's an effort to allow the breath of God to flow freely in your life when you're driving to work, even when you're stretching out before you exercise. It's about 5 minutes long, and it's already being a blessing. So I'm really working hard to get that out to as many people as I can.
Wonderful. And I'm telling you, people connect with affirmations. On any of my Facebook pages and Twitter pages, if I post an affirmation, you know, hashtag affirmation and whatever the affirmation is, always gets retweets, always gets likes, always gets exposure on social media. So people are looking for that. So good, good, good. And they can just go to stanleyporter.net for that information, and they have to purchase the book, right?
Yes. Honestly, yes, you got to purchase the book. Let me say that unequivocally. I would also like to say that Inspired Life Pledge is just free. You know, they can go to stanleyporter.net, and I'll just say /pledge, stanleyporter.net/pledge, and you can just download that free track right there.
Oh, okay. Now, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Giving back, planting seeds that will reap a harvest for you
That's
and your
right.
ministry. We believe. All right. Well, oh, my goodness, our time is up. So I'm telling you what, the goal of my show, my last question, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we want to know what continues to motivate you.
Wow. What continues to motivate me?
I would have to say
family. I could say a whole lot of things, God's promises and stuff like that, because that is true. But the more I sat and thought about it in the green room, I said, wow, well, one of the manifestations of God's promise to me is that my family would be blessed. And so the thing that I can look at every day that reminds me that I'm not where I was, but I'm closer to what God has for me is my family. We talked about some of the struggles already on this show. I look at my children and just the potential that they have and the responsibility and just the kind of partnership that God has put me in to mold them and shape them. All of those things are motivating to me. Every day I wake up, everything I do is for the Lord, but it's also about fashioning this legacy for this family so that God's work continue through them. So that's a high motivator for me.
Outstanding, outstanding. Well said, well said. Well, Mr. Stanley Porter, thank you so much for stopping by the show. We certainly enjoyed this interview and wish you continued success and blessings for your family and for all of your projects and all your literary work and your speaking engagements and all that good stuff.
Well, thank you, Charvette. God bless you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, listeners, guess what? That's going to be a wrap for today. As always, check back with us. Next week, we're going to have more phenomenal shows and guests. Follow me, Twitter, Facebook, and just go to charvette.com. We'll see you later.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you have been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Connect with her at charvette.com. And until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Signing off.